This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, you might consider making a trip to the State Fairgrounds in Springfield. The Illinois Products Expo is taking place Saturday and Sunday in the Orr Building, and this morning we'll visit with newly hired Department of Ag Public Information Officer Morgan Booth about the details.
Yes, before I was with the Illinois Pork Producers, and now I am in the communications area at the Illinois Department of Ag. So still in the ag arena, and I've been here for about 2 weeks, so really looking forward to doing the general ag communications.
Sure. Well, I know you've gained some good experience with the pork producers, and we're happy to still have you along in the ag industry, and I still get to visit with you, so that's always exciting. We want to touch on some details about the Illinois Products Expo. Tell us where this is happening and what folks can expect to see if they would like to attend this awesome event this weekend.
Yeah, this is the 19th annual Illinois Products Expo here at the Orr Building on the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. And it's this weekend, Saturday, March 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there is so much variety here, and all of the companies that will be exhibiting are Illinois companies. So made, manufactured, produced, all in Illinois. A few of the companies that are going to be here are the Illinois Pork Producers, sampling their famous pork burgers. We'll also have Country Soylight Candles, Creekstone Kettleworks out of Raymond, Golden Prairie Popcorn out of Nokomis, and also a Cousin's Dog Biscuit Company, and some Serious Lip Balm. So there's a few local companies, some statewide companies, and it's not just food. There's a little bit of everything here.
Yeah, I think that's what's so awesome is this is strictly Illinois products, made, you know, produced, that's it, all from Illinois. And we think about agriculture often, it's food, but like you said, the Serious Lip Balm and candles, maybe not something that comes to mind right away.
Right, absolutely, but they still relate back to agriculture, made here in Illinois, and many of these companies will have samples here. So if you just pay $5 per person to get in, 10 or younger are free, and for that $5 you can sample things from any of these companies, and some of them will even have full-size products available for purchase.
Well, awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I have been to the expo before, so I can recommend myself. It is something you want to check out if you've never been, and as you said, $5, you can't beat it. There was something else that I wanted to touch on with you. It's called the Buy Illinois Challenge, and I think this really has some impressive numbers when we think about supporting Illinois agriculture and supporting locally made products. So, Morgan, tell us a little bit about that challenge.
Absolutely. The Buy Illinois Challenge is something that we are encouraging everybody in the state of Illinois to do, and to buy locally made products from Illinois. And within that, if each household in Illinois would donate just $10 of their weekly budget to purchase products made in Illinois, it would generate $47 million for the Illinois economy each week. So, you know, $10, and there's so many companies here that things you eat on a weekly basis that could very easily be done.
Yeah, well, one thing that comes to mind, of course, me being from the central and our radio station, the central southern Illinois area, Prairie Farms, a gallon of milk, you know, you're talking $3-4. If you buy two of those a week, you already have the challenge completed.
Yep, absolutely. A gallon of milk, and there's even some meat companies on here like Trasky Meats out of Springfield. Buy your milk, buy your protein, boom, you got the $10 met.
Yeah, what more could we ask for to support Illinois agriculture? Well, Morgan, as always, it's great talking with you. And if you could, just remind us again the details about the expo, location, date and time, that sort of thing.
Yes, so the Illinois Products Expo is this weekend, March 4th and 5th, at the Orr Building on the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, and is open Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 3.
And thank you, Morgan, with the Illinois Department of Agriculture for that report. In other state news, a Reuters article says federal law enforcement officers have searched three Caterpillar manufacturing facilities in Illinois on Thursday. A spokeswoman for the Central District U.S. Attorney's Office says federal activity was conducted at locations in Peoria, East Peoria, and Morton. Caterpillar spokeswoman Corey Scott said in a statement that Caterpillar is cooperating with investigators, noting that law enforcement is executing a search warrant. Agencies involved include the Internal Revenue Service, the U.S. Department of Commerce's Bureau of Industry and Securities Office of Export Enforcement, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation's Office of Inspector General. The Morton location oversees receiving and shipping replacement parts to parts facilities and Caterpillar dealers around the world. Seven people in black coats that read IRS Special Agent or Police Federal Agent were seen entering the building. Some were armed and some pulled black roller bags behind them. Caterpillar shares fell almost 5% in trading Thursday afternoon after the news was released. A former manager in the Environmental Protection Agency's pesticide division may have to testify in court about an alleged role in helping Monsanto suppress inquiries about whether or not Roundup weed killer can potentially cause cancer. Jess Rowland is the official who's become an important figure in over 20 lawsuits in the U.S. Monsanto is accused of not warning consumers and regulators that its glyphosate-based weed killer can potentially cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A federal judge said Monday that he's leaning toward making Rowland submit to questioning from the plaintiff's lawyers, who contended he had a highly suspicious relationship with Monsanto. Rowland chaired a committee that found insufficient evidence that glyphosate is carcinogenic. Rowland left his job just after the report was leaked to media in May. The turn in the case comes less than a week after Bayer Ag said it may face delays in its attempt to acquire Monsanto. Some investors say regulatory concerns may keep the deal from taking place. Monsanto said in a statement that regulators around the world have determined that glyphosate isn't carcinogenic. Well, turning the news to community events, the Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have an annual dinner dance this Saturday at the Witt Lyons Building. The dinner dance begins at 6, and you can call 217-273-4768 for more information. Also happening on Saturday, the Gillespie FFA chapter is having a cookout at Dollar General in Gillespie. Pork chops and pork burgers will be sold from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the chapter is also collecting non-perishable food items for their local food pantry. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.